In the first 3 days after the bombing, nearly 600 members of Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party, the People's Democracy Party, were detained. They included senior officials. Four members of parliament have also been arrested. And this, you have to bear in mind, is Turkey's third largest party. This party in the last year has been experiencing a massive wave of arrests. Nearly all of its elected mayors, of which there are three dozen, are now in jail. The co-leaders of the party are both in jail, both parliamentary deputies. And following this bombing, this crackdown has further escalated. Now there really is very little left of any senior officials of the party now on the streets, are either in jail or out of the country and are not returning. And this party is virtually being wiped out as we speak. And they really are the main victim of this massive crackdown in the aftermath of the bombing. The government, while acknowledging they are a political party, they accuse them of being linked to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, who they blame for this bombing. The HDP deny all charges of being linked to it, but that has not stopped them from being arrested.
So do the majority of Turks support this very heavy-handed response against the Kurds, and especially elected Kurdish politicians?
Well, it's very difficult to say. If you follow pro-government media, which is the vast majority of media now in Turkey, they cite opinion polls saying 70-80% of Turks support this crackdown, in particular against the political party of the Kurds. But then if you read opposition media, which there's still some that is remaining, they cite their own polls, which indicate that a large part of the country is very alarmed at this. And in fact, one poll suggested as much as half the country want to return to the peace process. You have to realize that up until the middle of 2015, there was a peace process with the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and nearly 3 years ceasefire had preceded that. And that all collapsed and has brought to a resumption in fighting. But many people, according to some polls, indicate that they do want to go back to the peace process. And in many ways, both polls could be true. I think Turks have this mixture of feelings. There is this great deal of outrage, anger, and fear over these excessive bombings carried out by groups linked to the PKK. At the same time, I think there's a weariness and a realization that these hardline tactics were used throughout the 1990s. All it resulted in was over 30,000 people killed, nearly 2 million refugees, and a bankrupted economy. And I think people realize that, do they really want to go back to these previous methods, which almost destroyed the country?
Well, it's certainly been a momentous year for Turkey. I mean, it's battled terrorist attacks, the ongoing influx of refugees from Syria, and of course the failed coup back in July, which led to this unprecedented crackdown. Are there any indications which course the government could take in the new year?
Well, the message coming from the president is he's described this as the worst threat facing the country since the independence war, which followed the First World War. He said this country's never faced so many threats. He said this terrorist organization, which he blamed for the July failed coup attempt, there's Islamic State, and there's the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. And he said all these threats will be met with the firm hand of the state. The president said that the country is being mobilized nationally for this war. What will that entail? Turkey's already under a state of emergency. I expect there will be more arrests. There will be a further escalation of the war against the Kurdish rebel group in the PKK, which has already destroyed many towns and city centers across of Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. And according to the human rights group Amnesty International this month, said 500,000 people have lost their homes. I think there will be more escalating of the fighting on that level. And there will be more arrests. I think more of the same. And I think there is this great deal of alarm that this country will continue to be polarized between those who strongly support the president, which is probably around half the country, and the other half who are extremely alarmed at the direction the country is going in. And the main leader, the main opposition, is already saying that the democracy itself is now under threat. And if this continues, there will no longer be a democratic Turkey. And I think that gives why people are very nervous of the coming year. The president's already talking about extending his presidential powers. A change of the constitution is expected, which will in many ways enshrine these state of emergency powers into his presidency.